the bird watcher. Sitting and watching the comings and goings, the happy farewells and the tearful helloings, the sadness and stillness and long pensive nights, the tears of the weary who'd wailed at their plight, the bad and the guilty and good who'd done wrong, he listened along to their pitiful song, he listened intently and never once sought to give them relief from the pain that they'd brought. That wasn't his remit, his duty or task, the questions not questioned, they weren't his to ask. Nor answers to give, nor pleas to appease, he listened to prayers from men on their knees, men with no God, but men who now swore to live better lives for the God they'd ignored. If only he'd help them, they'd beg and entreat, no more would they lie, steal, kill, hurt or cheat. He'd watch as they paced and they sat and they lay, as they stared at the walls until night turned to day. He'd watch as they jumped at the sound of the key, as they tried to regain some raw dignity, to try and pretend that they weren't really scared, to snarl at the world with their vicious teeth bared. He'd know as they knew that it was all a front, that they cried and they trembled, and all that they want is to walk through that door and to never return, though some of them would, some folk never learn. He'd wish each man well, though the words were unheard, his face, though well seen, was always ignored. And when those he'd watched had left him alone, having gone to that somewhere that they called their home, he stayed where he sat in this place they'd thought hell, that brick in the wall of that cold prison cell.